Listen, things are tough all over. And when I say all over, I mean all over the globe. Governments around the world have started tightening their belts. They're trying to balance cuts to their budgets against public services and tax rises, and with the increasing lack of appetite for a rise in tax bills. Our partner, the BBC, actually polled 26 countries to ask to try to get a feel for how people around the world feel about cuts in government spending. The only results we have right now in full are from the UK. We do have one question on respondents about the deficit in the United States, and they give us kind of a window into how people are feeling around the world. The BBC's chief economics correspondent, Hugh Pym, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So can you tell me what kind of questions people were asked?
Well, quite a few questions. And as you said, we've got the full results from the UK, just one line from the US, which I can talk about. And the rest of the results from the 26 countries will be published a bit later in September. But I suppose one of the main ones that came out of the UK is the question, do you favour taking steps to reduce the government's budget deficit and debt in the current economic conditions? In other words, pressing on with cuts to government borrowing. And 6 out of 10, 60% of those polled said they agreed with that statement. There were still 33% who did not agree with it, and the rest didn't know. So that is quite a comfortable majority in favour of the sort of action that the British government is taking. The question asked in the US yielded a smaller percentage in favour of taking action to cut the deficit, 52% against that 60% in the UK. But obviously the debate in the US is rather different there, with the administration focusing much more on measures to promote growth rather than cutting the deficit.
Well, it's great that 6 out of 10 people in the UK think the government should be fiscally responsible, but when they were actually asked about specific things, when they said, okay, great, we're going to cut the budget, how about we're going to cut in education, how about we're going to cut it in healthcare, they weren't so happy about that idea.
Yeah, that's often the problem. You ask people a question and they give you an answer. Yes, great idea to cut government borrowing. We agree with that. But then you start asking them about which areas they would cut if you're going to cut spending, and it's a bit harder to find agreement. 82% opposed cuts in spending on education and healthcare. It has to be said the British government has said that it would ring fence its healthcare spending. In other words, it won't cut healthcare, but it said it was prepared to cut education. And 66% said they opposed cuts in spending on the military. So those are three pretty big areas that the people polled said they did not want to see cuts in. So that obviously still leaves other areas they weren't asked about, like welfare spending and business and transport and so on.
Oh, did you poll people? Did the BBC poll people in Greece?
That is part of the detail that's to come out later in September, so I haven't got that to hand.
Just wondering,
but it would be very interesting to see with Greece and Spain and Portugal and all these countries in the Eurozone with very challenging budget deficits, how they think. We'll have to wait and see on that.
And protests in the street, Hugh. That is Hugh Pym, BBC's chief economics correspondent. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.